with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet Sunday with President Trump in Florida. Zelensky says the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during the talks, and the 20-point plan under discussion, he says, is about 90% ready. Talks are the latest development in the U.S.-led diplomatic push to end the war. In the meantime, Russia's bombardments of Ukraine's capital continuing. BBC correspondent Samira Hussein.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia over Ukraine and some 20-odd missiles as well. The main target has been the capital here in Kyiv. And there has been some infrastructure damage there. And according to the Ukrainian military, there has been damage to some residential buildings here as well.
Economist Steve Moore says the amount of fraud in government-run programs like Obamacare is absolutely inexcusable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agencies.
And he's criticizing the Democrats.
Just 2 weeks after the government's own auditors, not the Heritage Foundation, not American, the government's own auditors said almost $100 billion has been stolen from these programs through fraud, the Democrats, every single Democrat said, stay the course.
This is SRN News. Now, the number of abortion clinics throughout America continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations taking a closer look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default. Due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other changes, the rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say to check the label simply before having a cold one. This is SRN News. They are going hog wild, and then some.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Fishermen in Cyprus targeting invasive lionfish, which have spread from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. These fish threaten local species and the livelihoods of fishermen. And Italian authorities have asked the public to report sightings of lionfish and other non-native species as well. More details at srnnews.com.